It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass-kicking to manage life's emotional shit-kicking. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma unless she's a potty mouth too.
Hey, DIY ass kickers. How'd you make out last week? Did you take the challenge? Did you kick some outdated confidence beliefs to the curb? Or did you decide that you didn't have enough confidence after all? That last one was a trick question, of course. Remember how helpful reflection is to learning about ourselves and what rocks our lives, confidence included. So if you need more reflection time than a week to do this challenge, take it. Just remember that action is your ultimate change agent. It gives you evidence that you can actually be who you want to be. When was the last time you were challenged in some way and stood your ground, either with a person or in a situation that pushed your buttons? You knew what was important to you and you honored it. That was a value you were standing your ground for. And it is your ground because your values are completely unique to you. No one else owns the same values for the same reasons. No one is you. You know, I like to talk about our deep core. That's where your values live. Deep down inside you, in that place that triggers your body to react when your values are being honored or when they are being shit on. Your deep core holds your truth about lots of things that work for you, things that you need in your life to be happy and content physically, spiritually, nutritionally. Your values are just one of those things that, if honored, will make your life rock. If you want to learn more about getting jiggy with your deep core, check out my deep core mapping workbook. Confidence is being crystal clear of and honoring your deep core, or in this case, your own personal values and resulting beliefs. Core confidence is the inner strength that upholds your values no matter what the circumstance. Where does your inner strength come from? Places like your integrity, your determination, how prepared you are, things like that. Here's your challenge this week. Journal about a time when you were challenged and stood your ground. What values were you honoring at that time? What were the internal strengths that you drew on to help you work your confidence? Then journal about a time when you were challenged and didn't stand your ground. What values were you not honoring that day? And what internal strengths could have helped you to work your confidence more? After that, list your top five values, the ones that are the most important to you, the ones that you know you absolutely cannot survive happily without. They'll help guide you going forward. Connect to your true experiences here. Remember, there is no right or wrong answers, just more awareness that will support you work in your confidence like you've never worked it before. Send me your answers if you like. Love to see what you come up with.